This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A lot of people are tuning in to the elections analysis that I've been sharing here with the podcast. I want to thank you for listening and sharing. I've got a real bombshell for you tonight, just a hidden thing that no one's been paying attention to that shows you something huge about this election. So on September 12th of 2018, President Trump declared a national emergency for the state of elections, which means that the 2020 election that just took place actually was carried out under a state of national emergency. And this national emergency specifically referred to foreign interference in the U.S. elections infrastructure. This was all documented in an executive order with a title. I don't remember the exact title, but I'm linking to it in a Natural News article that's probably posted by the time you hear this. It's on whitehouse.gov, the executive order, and it talks about foreign interference in U.S. elections. And it says that the elections infrastructure, which includes software systems, is being compromised by foreign actors. And in addition to declaring the national emergency, this executive order, which again was signed September 12th, the day after 9/11, right? So September 12th, something very interesting about that, that it empowers the Treasury to seize all assets of so-called persons who are engaged in covering up the foreign interference or in spreading propaganda to mislead or deceive the U.S. population about the elections. Now, when you hear the word persons, oh, and I forgot to tell you, the Dominion Voting Systems Company is based in Canada, and the Skytel company that runs a bunch of other voting systems is based in Spain. So we have foreign interference in U.S. elections when we have international voting systems companies whose software systems carried out the rigging, the vote theft, and the deletion of Trump votes, as well as switching votes from Trump to Biden, which is what allowed Biden to steal the election. All right. So this is established as foreign interference in U.S. elections. But let's get back to this word persons. The EO says that persons who've engaged in this activity shall have all of their assets seized. But then later on in Section 8 of the EO, it defines what is meant by persons. And it turns out that persons means corporations, nonprofits, entities, partnerships, LLCs, and, quote, any other organization. So throughout the EO, it says, well, persons shall have all their accounts and assets seized if they engaged in covering up foreign interference in the U.S. election. But persons means corporations also. Now, under the plain language of this executive order, which, by the way, empowers the U.S. Treasury Department to carry out all of these seizures of bank accounts and assets and blocking wire transactions in and out of the country for these named, quote, persons, which, again, includes corporations. What this means in plain language is that the New York Times can be seized by Trump. The Washington Post can be seized. Twitter can be seized. Google can be seized. Facebook, and so on. Every media organization that has lied about the foreign interference in U.S. elections, which is, by the way, every media organization, including Fox News, every one of them can be seized and shut down by the U.S. Treasury Department, as they committed these crimes against America to defraud America during an election carried out under a national emergency that was declared in 2018. It's all on the record. And Trump saw this coming 2 years ago. You want to talk about how far ahead of the game Trump is? 2 years ago, he knew what was going to happen, and he laid this out. He laid it out. And by the way, I haven't even talked yet about the Chinese government interference in this election. Communist China and Venezuelan money that's behind the Dominion Voting Systems Company. There's Chinese interference, there's Venezuelan interference, there's interference from Canada and from Spain. And I don't mean to say that everybody from Canada or Spain is a bad person, no, but that these are foreign entities that were then exploited by the CIA and the deep state Democrats in order to rig U.S. elections. What they did is completely covered, fully described in the executive order. They can all now be seized and shut down. So in addition to the other tools that President Trump has available to him, for example, the Insurrection Act, which he could invoke at any time, or the 14th Amendment, Section 2 in particular, which says that any state engaged in a rebellion against the United States of America shall have its Electoral College votes stripped away by the president because it has been complicit in this insurrection or rebellion or has been complicit in aiding rebellious actors against the United States of America. Well, that's California. Trump could invoke Section 2 of the 14th Amendment and say California's electoral votes no longer count. I don't think he's going to have to do that, but he could. He could also invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which says that every person who has taken an oath of office, who has sworn to uphold the United States Constitution, which is every mayor, every governor, every state senator, every state House of Representatives member, state legislators, every one of them can be arrested and charged with treason and taken down for aiding and abetting an attempt at rebellion against the United States of America. This is what is going on. And by the way, that amendment, as I've mentioned before, was crafted and authorized by the states shortly after the Civil War. I think the year of this was 1869, but I'd have to double check. So just a few years after the ending of the Civil War, the states got together and ratified a new amendment that basically said if any states in the future try to overthrow the federal government, then those states shall have no Electoral College power in an election because you can't have a rebellion against the government being carried out by states that are trying to, you know, overrule and destroy the Union as we know it. And in the Civil War, that was the Southern states. But today, it's California, it's Oregon, it's Washington, it's New York. It's the liberal states that are trying to overthrow the United States of America and replace our constitutional republic with the radical left-wing authoritarian tyranny system. And fortunately, the states already ratified a constitutional amendment that blocks them from doing that. It was done in the 1800s. It's already on the books. And speaking of the 1800s, that's also when the Insurrection Act was passed by Congress, which grants the President of the United States the power to invoke this insurrection and to deploy the military domestically on the streets of America to put down an insurrection and arrest and charge anyone engaged in acts of treason against the United States of America. Well, who is that today? Oh, that's Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. That's Mark Zuckerberg. That's Sundar Pichai of Google. That's Governor Newsom of California. Yeah, there's a long list of traitors. It's Lois Lerner. It's Barack Obama. It's Hillary Clinton. It's Andrew McCabe. It's John Brennan. Long list. It's James Comey. Keep going, right? Very long list. Loretta Lynch, did I mention her already? It's a very long list. They can all be arrested. Trump is the president right now through January 20th, no matter what happens with this election. And given that this so-called election is actually an act of insurrection, it is criminal treason against America to engage in the rigging and vote theft and foreign interference through the Dominion software systems. These are all crimes against America that have been planned for years by the Democrats, but known in advance by Trump. And that's why he wrote the executive orders. And even these kinds of activities were known centuries ago, which is why we have the Insurrection Act, which I believe was passed in 1806. This is why we have the 14th Amendment. All of these powers rest in the hands of the president. He merely needs to invoke them. Right now, he's allowing the court system to work. If the courts do not rule with the Constitution to say that this election was invalid, the votes were stolen because of the overwhelming evidence of fraud in places like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. If the courts don't uphold the law, the president can. The president alone can invoke these powers to stop the insurrection, stop the treason, and defend the republic. And he will have the help of the militia, by the way, the help of the American people, if he decides to do that. So Trump has many, many options. Trump is not going anywhere, and Joe Biden will not be the president. Joe Biden is a traitor. Joe Biden will likely be among those who are arrested, although I don't think he's the mastermind behind this. I think he's just kind of this clueless puppet. Joe Biden has no clue what's going on. It's the people around him, his controllers, that put all this together. Those are the ones who are going to be arrested and put in prison. The Constitution allows the president to invoke these powers. And President Trump is not intimidated by the media and the lies, the gaslighting of the fake news. And you know why the fake news media is so desperate to say, he should concede now. Why are they so desperate? Because they know the law is on Trump's side. They know that they are complicit in foreign interference in U.S. elections. They know they are complicit in cyber attacks and cyber crimes against the U.S. elections infrastructure. They know, they should know, that all their assets can be seized. The New York Times bank accounts can be seized. Boom, like that, overnight, shut down. And that's what needs to happen. It's time to end the journo terrorism, the assault on America by these dishonest, deceptive, fraudulent left-wing media outlets that have nothing but hatred in their hearts. They demand tyranny. They demand censorship. They engage in bully tactics against independent media. It's time that they be taken down by the president, and the president has the power to do it, and the president will be fully supported and backed up by the people of this country. So this is what's coming. A national emergency was declared 2 years ago, and the corrupt, treasonous actors, they played right into Trump's hands. They did exactly what Trump thought they were going to do. He anticipated it. He wrote it out. He declared a national emergency 2 years ago, and they fell right into his trap. So have some faith, folks, but also support our president, because he needs to know that we're with him, that America hasn't abandoned him, because he sure as hell has not abandoned America. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening and for sharing and for supporting our entire operation. HealthRangerStore.com is how you can support us. We're building platforms so you can exercise free speech. Brighteon.com and Brighteon.social, the alternative to Facebook. And you can also read my articles about all of this at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.